Good morning. We last saw many of you in the evening, and now it is appropriate that in the light of day, we grant our graduates their degrees. But first, this morning, graduates, I'm going to ask you one more question. And I know you thought, there are your diplomas. You are done answering theological questions, at least for a little bit. Sorry. But this question is a riddle. And he said, how can we compare the kingdom of God? And how can we put it in a parable? I know, like a mustard seed. So you're thinking this is not that hard a question, and it's not really a riddle, because this is the parable of the mustard seed, which you have known for quite some time from Sunday school and beyond. And there's no puzzle in this riddle, so the question must be quite easy. Jesus is simply saying the kingdom of God starts out small and grows big. One little teeny seed a great tree makes. Have faith like a mustard seed, and big things will happen. That might be the solution to the riddle if we had read the parable in Matthew or Luke. Because in those gospels, the surprise of the parable is that a teeny mustard seed grows into a tree. But that is not the solution to the riddle of the kingdom of God in Mark. So let's listen to Jesus' solution to the riddle he has posed again, but this time in a translation that comes closer to Mark's Greek. How can we compare the kingdom of God? Or how can we put it in a parable? Well, try a mustard seed. When it is sown upon the earth, it is the smallest of all the seeds upon the earth. And when it is sown, it rises up and becomes the greatest of all the herbs and makes large branches, so that the birds of heaven are able to dwell in its shade. In Mark, the solution to the riddle, how can we compare the kingdom of God, is not that the mustard seed grows into a tree. Because in Mark, the mustard seed grows into, well, it grows into a mustard plant, which is exactly what a mustard seed is supposed to do. And a mustard seed is the greatest of all the herbs, but an herb is most definitely not a tree. And I knew that even without Fred Bonson helping me out. The image of a huge mustard tree is so appealing, coming from a little teeny seed, that we are content to read Mark as if the growth of the mustard plant is the end of Mark's riddle, just as in Matthew and Luke. But in Mark, the growth of the plant is not the solution to the riddle. It's still part of the setup. So try listening to Jesus this way. Have you heard the one about the kingdom of God and the mustard seed? The seed is sown and grows to its full size, the greatest of all the herbs. Okay. And then, after this setup, Jesus delivers the punchline. So that the birds of heaven are able to dwell in its shade. Here is where Jesus wants us to look. Here is the surprising solution to the riddle. How can we compare the kingdom of heaven? The surprise of the kingdom is not that a tiny mustard seed, against all odds and expectations, becomes a great tree. The surprise of the kingdom of God is that the tiny mustard seed becomes a mustard plant, and that even a mustard plant, a lowly herb, albeit the greatest herb of all, makes shade sufficient for the birds of heaven. The birds of heaven point us to what we might otherwise miss. that even something as insignificant as a mustard plant creates a sufficiency of shade. While most of us would be inclined to overlook a mustard plant, rushing past it in the field so that we can get to what is important, what should be commanding our attention, say the big trees, Jesus suggests that the kingdom of God is different. Jesus asks us to watch the birds of heaven. They don't fly past the mustard plant. They will dwell and find shelter in its shade. Matthew and Luke write that the birds nest in the branches of the tree that grow from the mustard seed. And that perspective has overly influenced most translations of Mark, including the NRSV that Professor Hicks read a moment ago. So they talked about nesting. But if you remember the translation I read, there isn't anything about birds dwelling in the branches. Jesus says quite explicitly that the birds dwell in the shade that the plant's branches make possible. The mustard seed provides dwelling and shelter for the birds that fly by, birds looking for respite and renewal away from the draining heat of the sun. The gift of the mustard seed plant is not that it provides permanent shelter for the bird families that get to it first and call squatters' rights or landowners' rights on the branches. The gift of the mustard plant is shade for any bird that comes upon it, because the kingdom of God is a resting place, not a nesting place. How can we compare the kingdom of God? In this riddle, Jesus calls us to recognize the kingdom of God is a surprising shape and a surprising scale. Both shape and scale turning upside down the world's assumptions about what kingdoms and power look like. The kingdom of God is not like a forest marked by the towering cedars of Lebanon. The kingdom of God is like a field of mustard plants, sown one tiny seed at a time, and each seed growing to offer shade to yet one more bird. Some days, probably many days, but I hope not most days, you will be tempted to think that you are doing nothing of any substance to address and change the injustices, the needs, the fears confronted daily by those with whom you minister. You will tell yourselves that you have done nothing of any greater significance than sow one tiny mustard seed. Ah, but my friends, look again. Because if that tiny seed is not sown, there will be no shade for the birds of heaven. Such is the kingdom of God. With some regularity during your time here, you have probably thought getting an MDiv is for the birds. Ministry is for the birds. The good news of this parable from the Gospel of Mark is that you were exactly right. Ministry is for the birds, for those who need shade to shelter them from the unrelenting heat of the sun, for the birds who need shade to rest so that they can fly again. You will meet many people who will tell you that it is useless to plant such tiny seeds, that you are a dreamer, naive, to believe that love conquers all, that hope triumphs, that God's kingdom will come. But leave here in the sure confidence that a mustard seed may not look like much, but it is enough. to reshape the world one small seed at a time and leave here in the confidence that ministry is for the birds.